have a short presentation on each from Mr. Ashman. After we have that short presentation, council will have an opportunity to ask any questions. After that, we will open the matter up to the public. If any members of the public would like to speak as to these, please come to the front, give your full name and address, sign this sheet at the podium. We will have them conducted as two separate hearings, and the first one will be on Milo's Haven annexation. Mr. Ashman.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
So this is an expansion of the Unified Sanitary Sewer District, our Millville area. It was requested by Davis Bowen for Dell on behalf of their clients, Norman Stephen Price Replicable Trusts. Council granted permission to prepare and post notices on October 22nd. The area was posted, notices placed on the website on November 4th, and annexation was advertised the weeks of the 4th and the 11th. The map you see on the screen was the parcels that we actually requested permission to serve. Since then, we have received a request from another parcel. And if I can change this properly, it would be this parcel here. This is parcel 1212. The project will be obtaining an easement from this parcel for their infrastructure installation, and they will be providing a connection for them. The engineering department would like to recommend including parcel 1211, which is this small parcel that's landlocked back here, as well to avoid a donut hole in our boundary. The parcel will not have a connection at this time, so they will not receive an assessment charge. They'll just strictly be included in the sanitary sewer district. We have had no other calls or correspondence in support or opposition to date, and the project is proposed at 179 EDUs and wishes to connect using our existing infrastructure. Therefore, agreement will be required. The expansion consists of 93 acres for the original boundary and then adding the two other parcels to that. Property owners will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,360 per EDU based on current rates.
Okay. Any questions of council? If not, is there any member of the public that would like to discuss this matter, comment on this? Is there any member of the public that would like to come forward? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. So, okay, with council, close public record. Mr. Ice, will you have
resolution
or resolution, one or the other?
This is a resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Millville area, to include the Milo's Haven subdivision located in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware, and recorded in the Office of Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Mr. Wilson. Any questions?
I got one quick. So we looked at this last Tuesday. So did they come to you and say we want to add this?
The 1212?
Yeah.
Yeah, we received a letter from the developers that there have been discussions with them. They actually want to go out this lane with their pipe. So I think he's agreed to provide them a connection point as part of their project.
When we normally do this, do we go out? Do we post notices like we do with?
Yes, so when we post notices for any annexation, that's always the opportunity for people to come in and say, hey, you're right beside me, I'd like to be included in the district at this
point. Okay, and that's what happened here.
And that's what happened here, yes.
Is the cutoff period today when we?
Yes, once you make the decision on the final boundary, that's what's annexed today. If the neighbor comes in tomorrow, we'd have to run a separate annexation.
Okay,
thank you. Any more questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I would yield. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. President, if I may. Councilman, you know, like sometimes if people request to be included, they would not necessarily have an approved preliminary plan. So sometimes we look at this and say it is important to include them from a utility standpoint, not saying that they have a land use approval by any stretch of the imagination. It just makes sense from a utility standpoint to bring them in. Otherwise, the other parcels we only bring forward once they do have a preliminary plan. So I don't want that to be confused. You see, sometimes we make that decision, somebody says they want to be in, but the parcel is so large or has development potential, then we will discuss it in the engineering department and say, hold off until you know what you're doing with this parcel before we bring you in.
So it isn't a you must have.
No.
No, exactly right.
Okay. It's in our secondary tier, which is what we plan on providing service for it. So that's basically the option, is that we're doing service for it. If I remember rightly, that parcel has a project that was approved years ago on it, just never went to the annexation point. So we knew it was coming. It was just a matter of when was it coming.
But we're very careful not to bring anything forward where we don't feel sure about the land use.
All right.
Chase Oaks.
This is my second expansion. This is expansion of the Unified Sanitary Sewer District for our Angola area. This was requested by Solutions IPM on behalf of their client, Charter Oak Investments, LLC. Council granted permission to prepare and post on October 22nd, 2019. The area was posted, notices placed on the website on November 4th. Annexation was advertised the week of the 4th and the 11th. To date, we have received no calls, emails, or letters in support or opposition or requests to add to this boundary. Project is proposed at 254 EDUs, wishes to connect to the existing infrastructure. A infrastructure use agreement will be required. And the expansion consists of 175.34 acres, more or less, and property owners will be responsible for system connection charges of $63.60 per EDU based on current rates.
Any questions of council? If not, is there any member of the public here that would like to address this issue? Is there anyone here that would like to discuss this potential annexation? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
Close the public hearing. Is it okay with council? Close the public record. Mr. Ashman to read the resolution.
This is a resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Angola Neck area, to include the Chase Oaks subdivision located in Indian River 100, Sussex County, Delaware, recorded in the Office of Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. And while you're right here,
you want to do next
Chapel Branch? Then we can go back to work. How about that?
You know I'm not going to let him. He's not going to sit down on this one, right?
No.
Well, I'll wait. He leaves. You come back with him.
Okay. This is for the Chapel Branch assessment method. And on November 1st, 2016, County Council established the Chapel Branch area of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. The engineering department received requests from Chapel Green and Oakcrest Farms Homeowners Associations to consider revising the assessment method from a front footage based assessment to an EDU based assessment. Financing and engineering departments were advised by legal counsel that in order to revise the method, we would need to seek a second referendum. The previously approved rate was $8 per front foot, and the revised method would charge all parcels a uniform $680 per EDU. On September 7th, the engineering department held a public hearing at Conley's United Methodist Church explaining the revised method and the impacts of the residents and the voting procedures. On September 17th, a presentation was made to County Council and a second referendum was authorized. The area was posted with referendum notices and uploaded to the website for the referendum on October 7th, 2019. Absentee ballots were made available September 23rd. Engineering department held the referendum on October 26, 2019 from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. The results were 220 for the uniform rate and 28 against. These results included 51 absentee ballots. Therefore, we have a resolution to adjust the repayment method of the capital expenses associated with the Chapel Branch sewer installation.
Any questions of the council? If you would read the resolution.
This is a resolution to adjust the assessment method for the repayment of capital expenses associated with the Chapel Branch area sewer infrastructure installation.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions from council? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
I'll pay for it.
Wow. Thank you. Yes, it is.
Mr. President, the public hearing was hours long and had many, many questions. You have no questions.
That's a good thing.
That's a great
thing. We like that. We like that.
Thank you.
Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Back up on the agenda, we are now discussing the 2020 council meeting schedule and holiday schedule. As in years past, we do go over the upcoming year's meeting and holiday schedule. I passed out a reference sheet that I use typically to show the year in advance on when we will meet and not meet and when the county will be closed for typical holidays or traditional holidays following the federal government or state government. Those holidays include New Year's Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Good Friday, Memorial Day, Independence Day, Labor Day, Election Day, Return Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. As you are all aware, next year is an election year, which will include Election Day and Return Day. I also would comment that we are following a typical annual schedule where we do hold meetings every Tuesday, except dates that we have decided not to meet on a Tuesday for various reasons. And the snapshot that I handed out concludes that we will meet 35 times in 2020 and be off 17 times. That's a swing of one meeting as compared to this year's cycle, 2019. Unless you have any questions, I have a motion for your consideration.
Any questions, council? And certainly the dates that we are scheduling ourselves to be off, we can change that any time.
Absolutely right.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council approves the 2020 holiday and, no, excuse me, 2020 county holiday schedule and 2020 county meeting schedule as presented. Excuse me.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Probably yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The
call on Robin to vote too, probably. But
next item, County Administrator's report for November 19, 2019, item one. Per the attached engineering department fact sheet, the estuary phase 2 through 5 construction record received substantial completion effective November 4th. Item two. Council will not meet on Tuesday, November 26th, during the week of Thanksgiving. County offices will be closed on Thursday, November 28th, and Friday, November 29th, for the Thanksgiving holiday, and will reopen Monday, December 2nd, at 8:30. Please also note the council will not meet on Tuesday, December 3rd. The next regularly scheduled meeting will be on December 10th at 10 a.m. Item 3. County's holiday and employee appreciation luncheon will take place on Friday, December 6, 2019 at the Crossroads Conference Center. County offices will close at 12 p.m. on December 6 and will reopen on Monday, December 9th at 8:30. The public is asked to plan accordingly during this time. We appreciate the public's understanding. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Oh, there you are. I lost you. Changed sides on me here. Mr. Medlars. Herring Creek Sanitary Sewer District.
Good morning again, Mr. President and council members. With 2 weeks off, the engineering department will work diligently to fill up the December agendas.
We anxiously await that.
We have two before you today, and the first one up is the Herring Creek. You see from our summary, Herring Creek we touched many times. And I'm trying to condense all the time our history, but still giving you the highlights. So fast forward to the last couple of actions we've taken. You have authorized the final design, and you have authorized the advertisement construction of phase one, being all the pump stations, including the ones on Chapel Branch. We just voted to change the billing to, and on the Robinsonville Road one, which is actually part of our Robinsonville Road corridor expansion. So that was the last one you touched. It was that award, that multi pump station award. This one here is the construction, administration, and inspection component, which goes with that last one. It covers all the pump stations, including the Chapel ones and the Robinson one. However, we brought it all under this umbrella here for engineering services. Now, hopefully, my intent is to bid the next phase, which is the phase number two of Herring Branch, which is the northern peninsula, Sloan Road Corridor, for you're probably familiar with it, that we get some economy of scale, because once I have an inspector in the pump station world, to have that same inspector also work on that northern Sloan Road Corridor makes sense to us. We tried to get this estimated, that being we, Whitman and Record and myself, to bring it in here and have a different number, but in the end, in case it does not work timing-wise, I wanted to have a standalone one, pump station only, worst-case scenario. So that's the one before you. And that particular one is the $300,000 one we have before you here. We have a motion here, and I have to pull it up. And unfortunately, my phone's ringing while I'm talking, so I'm going to have to... That will stop in a second. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Amendment Number 2 to the EJ-CDC Base Engineering Contract for the Herring Creek Sanitary Sewer District with Whitman Record and Associates be approved in the amount not to exceed $307,304 for construction, administration, and inspection of the Herring Creek Sanitary Sewer District pump stations, force main, and gravity sewer systems.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions?
Mr. Burton. So this is the Sloan Road pump station for the new development that's occurring on
Absolutely this? Not.
Okay.
That is the new development which is occurring, which you see under construction, is in the district area, but it is directed across the street. So that particular one will flow through the pump station constructed on the west side of 24. However, from a inclusion standpoint in terms of what area and what rates apply, it does apply to the district area Herring Creek. So it can be confusing at times, but from a strictly progress standpoint and inspection standpoint, that one will be inspected through our team members under a contract agreement. When you hear these contract agreements, when we close out, you just heard one in the administrator's report, that would be one of these which would cover that area right there at the intersection.
But that would go to the other pump station.
Would go to the pump
this
station.
Pump station goes
these nine
the
pump
back.
Station. That one is actually on Sloan Road itself, further back at the back end of Pine Water Drive.
Okay.
So it's not Sloan Road wraps around and becomes Pine Water. Right. It's all the way at the other end.
More questions?
So when are you going to get started?
Wilson.
We will get started as soon as we have USDA concurrence. I should get that any day now. And then we will issue the notice to proceed.
So you figure back next 3 months anyway?
Definitely within the next 3 months we'll get moving.
I don't know when inflation gets for them to start.
There you go.
We have nine pump stations to build. I think we're going to start work on two stations concurrently. So the first ones, we haven't had the discussion with the contractor, but most likely Robinsonville Road will start first.
More questions, Council? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I will get the motion carried. Next, sir.
Next one is the Wolf Run Sewer Expansion. You may recall that particular piece was in the sewer district from the get-go on Gills Neck Road, one of the first ones in, but never received service. So there's a long history about how we get to the service. We had a petition driven from the subdivision owners. We had numerous meetings with the HOA, several presentations, final vote from the actual membership. We did not conduct the vote. The membership conducted the vote. It was very positive. We applied for the funding. Funding came through, and we have the funding in place now. We selected the engineers because George Miles and Buer is on your approved engineering list. They're also the engineer of record for the Lewis Board of Public Works. Board of Public Works serves the the water and electric in the subdivision, so it made a lot of sense for us to interface directly with George Miles and Buer. For example, we're working with KCI on Mulberry Knoll. You approved for that, sorry, Trabibs from Mulberry Knoll. So we tried to take our three approved engineering firms and match them up the best we can with the project at hand. So, for example, the joint Artesian project in Allendale, we matched up with Davis Bowen and Fridell because of their previous experience. This one, George Miles and Buer, would be the recommendation.
We have a motion.
Motion for that selection. And you see, this is a base EJ-CDC agreement, quite voluminous, versus the amendment we had previously, which just becomes a few pages. Be moved. Based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the engineering services agreement with George Miles and Buer be approved in the amount not to exceed $204,003 for design and bidding phases of the Sussex County project S20-13 Wolf Run Sewer Expansion, contingent upon approval by the USDA.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions?
One question.
Burton.
Is this the is now all of Gills Neck Road on public sewer?
That would be correct.
More questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
I will. Yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Ms. Jennings, grant request.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one grant request, Delaware Ducks Unlimited. They're requesting support for their annual Green Wing event. The main purpose of this event is to educate youth on outdoor activities, on conservation. Last grant received was $1,000 from the countywide youth account.
This is conducted, I think, at Owen Station in Greenwood. I think for the head of this thing. So. Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $1,000, Ms. Jennings.
Yes, $1,000.
Out of the countywide youth grant to the Ducks Limited, for Delaware Ducks Limited Green Wing event. Question to Council? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Burton.
This is a great event, and my motion is yes.
Motion carried. Council member comments. Council member comments. I'm taking a motion to go into executive session for potential pending litigation and land acquisition.
I move.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take your vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burke.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now in executive session.